Well, you can use FL Digi for it, but from my experience, it's not very great when sending to a human. You're going to hear this from a lot of people. The computer sends and is sending and is expecting to receive CW perfectly. You can do that. A human can do that with an iambic keyer on a radio, but you got to be really good at it, and you got to make sure you don't make any mistakes. Because once you make, you know, if there's a slightly bigger gap between any letter or anything, the computer's going to read it wrong, and you're going to have a heck of a time trying to figure out what they're saying, especially if, you know, you're trying to have it decode somebody using a straight key or a bug, which are different CW keys or Morse code keys. You're going to have a heck of a time. So to be honest, I mean, you can use FL Digi for it, but I don't recommend it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I hear you. There's nothing other than FL Digi then. That's what I ended up loading, and I guess I was either overly impressed or underwhelmed with the complexity of the software and the features on there. A lot going on. It wasn't as simple as the iPad app that I have for FT8 and FT4. That's like perfect. Anyway. Okay, so you're the second person that said FL Digi and it's not that great. There's nothing else out there, I guess, then.
I mean, there's other software out there. It's just significantly more complicated to set up. Some of them require a specific external interface box to run the radio in CW mode. With FL Digi, you don't run the radio in CW mode. You run it in single sideband data mode, and then it mimics Morse code using audio. It works. It's not bad, but it's different. But the other thing is between that iPad app you have for FT8 and FT4 and FL Digi, FL Digi's got, like, way more digital modes that it's got to worry about. So it's got to, you know, there's a lot of settings to change that you can change, especially for each mode, which is why it's so dang complicated. There's a whole lot of stuff that they're trying to compress into one application, and it's kind of hard to make it user-friendly while also having all of those features at the same time.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm experiencing. Maybe they made it that way so people would say maybe it's easier to learn Morse code. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But I don't know if I want to learn another language. It's 66 years old, whatever. Anyway. I think maybe I'll move on to some other things and other modes. I kind of have fun with FT8.
I mean, you don't have to learn Morse code. It's not a requirement anymore. So, I mean, you can totally go down a different path, and there's a lot of people that do. There's a lot of people that don't know a single bit of Morse code. I know enough to be dangerous just by listening to it. I mean, I can send, okay. I can do, like, contesting or whatever, but as far as, like having a whole conversation, that's kind of where things kind of fall off the rails a little bit. But I'm pretty good at doing predicted QSO exchanges. As far as just outside of the box, you know, conversations and stuff like that is where I struggle a little bit and I got to slow down. I've learned 95% of all that just by listening to it. You know, you just set the radio to CW, you scroll around on the band and you find something and you just start listening to it and you start picking out letters and then eventually you start picking out full words.